Phobia went through three states. As it swung away from its sun, its atmosphere chilled and became liquid. As its distance increased, the liquid froze to solidity. As it again approached its sun, the sequence reversed and the atmosphere became gaseous again. But this long period of having a summer, and the phobia year was about 83 of Earth's, permitted moss and other plants to grow, and these flourished for a time and then, as the atmosphere liquefied, remained in a state of suspended animation until summer came again. Although they had an awful time with camera triangulation to estimate its orbit, the end product had been beyond Kerr's wildest dreams. The planet was well into autumn, and it was no real trick to pump huge cable tanks full of liquid breathe gas. Not only that, but they had brought back about 50 tons of the material needed to make real goo food. Yes, Kerr had been acting like a cyclo gone to heaven. A most unlikely event. When Johnny and he had last met. And here he stood, glum in the rain.
"Hello, Johnny,"
he said woodenly.
"What's the matter with you? Lost your loaded dice?"
"Oh, it's not you, Johnny. I'm always glad to see you. It's that Maz. He was chief engineer here when the place was operating. One of the wounded ones. I got about 70 ex-prisoners from all over, and I'm trying to earn my pay by getting this tungsten mine going again."
He moved nearer, the rain cascading down his breathe gas mask, his tunic sodden with the hot rain that battered him.
"I'm no engineer,"
he suddenly wailed.
"I was an operations officer. We ran out of ore body, and the next one is just beyond it someplace. That
blank
Maz and all those other
blank blank
cyclos just sit down there on their butts in gloom. Some
blank
fool showed them the pictures of cyclo blowing up, and they just won't do anything. I don't know any
blank, blank, blank
math, and I can't calculate the next ore deposits."
That's two of us, thought Johnny. He was glad the girls didn't speak cyclo. The ex-underworld midget could really swear. But he almost never did, unless he was terribly upset.
"That's why I'm here."
"Really?"
Kerr brightened up like a mind charge had gone off in him.
"Has McKendrick arrived?"
"Control got a drone report on a plane from Scotland. That McKendrick? He'd be about 3 hours behind you."
3 hours? Johnny had wanted to get to work right away. Well, there was something else he had to do first anyway. Get some cyclo corpses.
"There's people in the back. Do me a favor and get them into the compound."
"Right,"
said Kerr, cheered up. He had a folded mine tarp on his arm he could use on the others as a rain shield. He sloshed toward the rear door, unfolding it. Pierre had been recovering, but now he was horrified to find that Johnny was rummaging around in a locker for high-altitude suits.
"Here!"
Johnny threw one at him and began to pull on another one. Johnny heard the door slam in back and saw dim figures running toward the compound in the rain. He finished zipping up his suit and checked his fuel. Plenty.